Good morning and welcome to Jenkins Church. We have a number of announcements in your bulletin. I'll call your attention to the insert and to the announcements and to the other inserts. Mine have been falling out today. There's something about the youth-sponsored golf scramble to send them on their trip to southeast Oklahoma and a registration form there. Let's make sure that the attendance registers are out and people can sign in, if you will. Have they been distributed? Okay. Do we have announcements from the congregation?
Amen. I want to encourage everyone to come this evening to hear the community choir from Local United Methodist, Ebenezer United Methodist, Megan from Presbyterian, Triune United Methodist, and I'm not sure there are any other churches represented. Sing a cantata, Who Is This King? And it's very lovely music, and we'll take place right here in our sanctuary. And we'd love to have members of our congregation here to act as preachers.
Yes. 7 o'clock this evening. Sherry. Thank you. Susan?
I have two announcements. The first one is Holy Week is this week. And during Holy Week, we will have at the back of the sanctuary prayer station about experiencing Jesus' passion. And this is a thing that you can do at your own pace. There will be instructions left at the door, and you can take your time, and you don't have to do the stations in order, but however you would like to, but that will be at the back of the sanctuary during this week. Let me switch gears a little bit. Yesterday, we had our yard sale for our Presbyterian youth mission trip to begin raising money for our buses to Oklahoma, and I'm excited to say that we raised $1,600. So, very excited. Get Kelly Spicer to go and work your yard sale for you. This girl can wheel and deal. And with her help, and then Jacqueline and Nikki were there, it was kind of a messy day. It was also opening day for baseball. But we had a great turnout after the weather kind of cleared off. And we're just so excited. And we still have a few more donations coming in. But if you'd also like to contribute, you can make a donation, or you can come and play in our golf tournament, or you can sponsor a hole. So you have that information there. My third and final announcement is youth tonight, 4 o'clock to practice for the Good Friday service. And then Friday, the bulletin says 5, but it's 4. So it's 4 today and 4 Friday, unless I talk to you about another specific time.
And that's P.M.
Oh, P.M. Oh, yeah, not 4.
Some of the youth the other day got confused at 6 a.m., right. So 4 p.m. Friday and today for the youth to get ready for Good Friday. In your bulletin, there is a One Great Hour of Sharing. If you don't know what One Great Hour of Sharing is, you can read about it. It's how the Cumberland Presbyterian Church works through or works with Church World United. And this year, they're talking about water somewhere around the globe, and that's a big problem in many countries. And there is a note about, or an insert about, One Great Hour of Sharing. There's also an envelope if you choose to make a contribution to One Great Hour of Sharing. This goes to our Board of Missions in Memphis, and they will forward it on to Church World Service. It's my understanding, but I don't have it in writing, that a portion of this stays in our Board of Missions for disaster relief. Last week, after the West Tennessee tornadoes hit, our Board of Missions gave aid to some of the West Tennessee communities. And then this week, I'm sure that there'll be some aid coming through our churches from the Board of Missions, and possibly through the One Great Hour Sharing offering to help the people in Gallatin and other areas. Back last fall, much money was sent to the Gulf Coast for the various activities there, the various needs there, through the Board of Missions. And we even sent some to the Board of Missions for them to send. So if you choose, again, this is an invitation, and it's not even in any way to be considered as being compelled to, but you're invited, if you so choose, to give to Church World Service through what we call One Great Hour Sharing. And our church has been participating in this for many, many, many years, as long as I can remember. So that is your opportunity to participate. In the fall, we do the Love Loaf. In the spring, we do One Great Hour of Sharing. Okay? We have a session meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. We need to meet and get through with our business so we can be at least almost ready to stop, or ready to stop by 7 o'clock, or just a few minutes before 7, so we can come, be free to come to the Cantata and give support there. So session members, 6 o'clock. Committees. Pete, your committee, is it going to meet today? 4 o'clock. Another committee meeting. Outreach committee is going to meet at 5, I understand. Another committee meeting, want to? Technology committee at 5. Anybody else? Evangelism meet at 5. Okay. That's you may have received a letter from us this week that came actually through the office, but from the Outreach Evangelism Committee. I think we consider that evangelism. That's the committee it came from, not the outreach committee. There's two different committees. Other announcements from the congregation.
I could almost make this during the prayer request. It's good to be back. Greetings from South America from our missionaries there, Boyce and Beth Wallace. And I think you saw some pictures of some of our work that went on there. The project is progressing. They still need our prayers and our support in any way that we can give it to them. I'm here for today and gone again next week. Nancy and I and Teresa and L.D. Bell will be leaving Saturday morning for Guatemala for a week. So pray for us while we're gone, too.
Prayer request. Larry Barnes' mother, this Joyce Barnes, passed away late Thursday, early Friday. Her funeral's today at 2 o'clock. We hope that all of you got that information. We tried to make sure that you did. Sometimes we slip up on getting that information out, but everybody I saw yesterday, they had received the information before I saw them. The funeral's today at 2 o'clock at Williamson Memorial Funeral Home, the corner of Mac Hatcher Parkway and Columbia Pike in Franklin. We have other prayer concerns that were shared at the 8 o'clock service. Teresa Schuler's aunt passed away this week and was buried on Thursday, and Hazel Rogers. Melanie may have an update on her mom.
Thank you for all the prayers on her behalf. Thank you for taking off her neck so her neck is healing. She is in facing some rehabilitation for being able to swallow. And if she passes that, then she'll move to a rehab center awaiting information on what they're going to do about kidney cancer. So, and we're just lucky that we still have her, I think. We're fortunate. The Lord's perfect timing requires all of this and His will be done. Thank you for your presence.
Any other? Mike.
I'd just like to give an update on my friend and my leader at work, Faye Cannon. She returned to work this week after having been off work about a month with breast surgery. She's doing very well. Smile on her face. She's happy.
Glad that your life and things
are
going
very well for you. And I do thank all of you for praying for her. And I believe you can take her off the prayer list.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Anyone else? Yes.
Larry, I've got six.
Okay.
I pray constantly that you're going through a very rough patch, but she's handling it much better.
Wheeler, our family is getting up in a wheelchair and eating, and some of you thought we would tell he would never do it. Father Shirafi, my cousin and my niece, is going into surgery this Wednesday. Another surgery, which she's had so many, but she is doing well. She's up and walking yesterday, and a few months ago she was in a wheelchair, but she is but she is doing so much better. Joe Pomeroy has quadruple bypass Thursday, I want Wednesday. He is doing well. And their daughter, Doreen, Joe's daughter Doreen Brown, who has cancer all over, has lived 2 years longer than they gave her, and they're giving her another 6 months. And she is able to go home with her daughter.
Please have all these on a note card in the offering plate if we can. Any other? Yes, Teresa.
Ms. Myrtle Fruitman.
Yes.
I understand she had taken another fall.
Fall, broke a hip, had it repaired. We'll go to rehab maybe this week. Maybe today. Had to have some more blood. Yeah, Ms. Myrtle Fruitman. Yes, we forgot to mention that one. Anyone else? Yes, Mike.
Okay.
And anyone else? Let us welcome the light of the world through the welcoming of the candles. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Candles in a worship service represent Jesus and His Spirit in our midst. Something we can focus on. And give praise to God's name.
Tell the bad news of salvation from day to day.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord in gladness. Come into God's presence with singing.
The Lord is a gracious God, whose mercy is everlasting, and whose faithfulness endures to all generations.
And number 103 is certainly a rejoicing song, and let us stand together and sing.
Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name.
bow with me for prayer. Lord God, we come to bless your name. And we thank you, Lord, again, that you call us into your special place, dedicated to you, devoted to you. Lord, we just thank you that we can come apart from the world and be with you for your blessings and for us to bless you. Lord, in our meager efforts, you receive them when we offer them to you. And we know that you're blessed. Lord, but we're always blessed by your presence, by your Spirit abiding with us. This morning we come offering thanks for our fellowship, our communion with you. Lord, we pray for this entire service. We pray especially for this choir and thank you for what we've already heard earlier today, but Lord, that we and you can be blessed through that effort. Thank you for them. Praise be unto you, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Praying now as He taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You know what Christians believe? A concise statement is the Apostles' Creed. It's number 716 in your hymnal, or it's flashed on the wall behind me. Let us state what we believe. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. The third day He rose again from the dead.
He ascended into
heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the and it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
You may be seated. Has any of us lived a perfect life, even this week? Likely not. But while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Because we have faith in Him, we dare to approach God with confidence. In faith and penitence, let us confess our sin before God and one another. The unison prayer, would you join me? O God of love, who sent Jesus among us, hear our confession and forgive our sin. When we invoke Christ's name for selfish reasons, have mercy upon us. When our faith is convenient and does not lead to commitment, surround us with grace that we may repent. We are prone to call on you to satisfy our needs. We practice obedience without cost to our comfort. Forgive our leisurely approach to your sacrifice for us as Christ intercedes on our behalf. Amen. Amen. Hear Paul's words when he reminds us to have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, being found in human form, humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. As we confess Jesus Christ as Savior, God is just and forgives our sin. Therein lies our assurance. Amen. Children's time. Miss Andrea is out this morning. Did she arrange for anyone to bring a children's message this morning? Children, if you'll come forward, you'll have the blessing of sharing with me this morning. Or the cursed one. Any of the children want time? After our time together here, we'll go back to the pew because it's a special day and the choir has the cantata, and so we want you to go back and be with your parents, okay? Or who it is that you're sitting with. We're in the season of what?
April,
the month of April, the season, the Easter season. Yeah, everybody's right. But we call it the season of Lent. And that is based on the days getting a little longer. But it, from a Christian perspective, or from the church's perspective, it's a time when we get ready for Easter. When is Easter? One more day. April 16th. Is that right? Next Sunday. If you were close, okay? And we just are going toward Easter. And what happened on Easter? That years ago, why do we celebrate Easter today? What happened? Came back from his grave, from the dead. And we'll talk more about that next Sunday. But that's a pretty good lesson for today. Is that right? Thank you, Noah. God bless you. You didn't know she was going to get to do the children's message this morning, did you? Let's stand up and sing. Thank you. Everybody's calling us.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
He's my Savior.
He's my Savior. He's my Savior. He's my Savior. He's my Savior. He's my Savior. He's my Savior. He's my Savior. He's my Savior.
Okay, let's join hands and pray together. Who would like to lead us in prayer? Would one of you like to lead us in prayer? Be willing to? All join hands and make a big circle. Maybe not a round circle, but kind of a circle. Okay? That'll be you in. Okay? Would anybody like to lead us in prayer? Any of this group? Let's pray. Lord God, thank you. Thank you that you raised Jesus up. And that he lives forevermore, that we can know him and trust him and serve him. In his name, that name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. The psalmist in Psalm 54 says, I will sacrifice a free will offering to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. That's a good thought. A free will offering. We give freely. And with that thought, let's worship with our tithes and our offerings as the ushers will come forward. Let us bow for prayer.
Dear Lord, we come thanking you this morning for this beautiful day, and we thank you for the joy of service and the joy of worshiping you and the everlasting joy that you gave to us thanks to the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross. And we're just thankful that we serve a risen Savior today. Permit us now to worship you and to express our thanks through these tithes and these offerings. We ask for your blessings upon them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Say anything before, nor do I plan to say anything after. I've been blessed, and we'll be blessed again, I know. God bless you.
Just wanted to take a moment to thank all of the wonderful choir members who worked so hard on this music, and we really pray that you will be blessed by what we're sharing with you this morning. Please listen to the text as Sam reads to you the narration. It's beautiful and very meaningful, and I believe you will get a great blessing out of just hearing the words. We have some wonderful solos, and I think you'll really enjoy hearing this, and just ask you to pray for us as we share this music with you.
Thank you. not long ago we celebrated the birth of the babe in the manger, Christ our Lord. As we remember and reflect, we come to this Easter season. As beautiful as the act of incarnation was, it was not the zenith. Like a master painter, God reserved his masterpiece until the end. All the earlier acts of love had been leading to this one. The angels hushed, and the heavens paused to witness the finale. God unveils the canvas, and the ultimate act of creative compassion is revealed. God on a cross.
In the cross of Christ our glory, coming over the next
on the timeline of history like a compelling diamond. Its tragedy summons all sufferers. Its absurdity attracts all sinners. Its hope lures all searchers. My, what a piece of wood. History has idolized it and despised it, gold-plated it and burned it, worn and trashed it. History has done everything to it but ignore it. That's one option that the cross does not offer. No one can ignore it. You can't ignore a piece of lumber that sustains the greatest claim in history. A crucified carpenter claiming that he was God on earth, divine, eternal, the death slayer. Take a good look at the cross with me. Let's examine that hour in history. Let's look at the witnesses. Let's listen to the voices. Let's watch the faces. And most of all, let's observe the one they call the Savior.
Mother Mary cried as she held heaven in her arms, and the shadow of the scar she saw was clear. As her own bewildered baby lay weeping for the world, whose frightened tears would free us all from fear.
Lord, look at the fetches never to be reached, the wind of love, eternal war. When he still comes with his protected son, he will be gone by the storm.
For a time he sought to tell the world he was the way, but God the Father had a human heart, and with his holy hands he sought to touch and heal their scars, but they chose to tear those gentle hands apart.
The one who came to wipe the wings of weak tears and turn the holy eyes of God. And he is the one before them.
And after they had slain him and laid him in the grave, and the ones he loved had fled into the dark, then his love and power raised him. God won the victory, but they only recognized him by the scars.
The dialogue that Friday morning was bitter from the onlookers. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God. From the religious leaders. He saved others, but he can't save himself. From the soldiers. If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. Bitter words, acidic with sarcasm, hateful, irreverent. Wasn't it enough that he was crucified? Wasn't it enough that he was being shamed as a criminal? Were the nails insufficient? Was the crown of thorns too solid? Had the flogging been too short? For some, apparently so. Yes, the dialogue that Friday morning was bitter. The verbal stones were meant to sting. How Jesus, with a body racked with pain, eyes blinded by his own blood, and lungs yearning for air, could speak on behalf of some heartless thugs is beyond my comprehension. If ever a person deserved a shot at revenge,
Jesus did. But he didn't take it. Instead, he died for them. Equally amazing is the fact this same Jesus died for me. Never, never have I seen such love.
The thorn yields the rugged tree, the wounded cries of agony, the dying Lord on Calvary, I cannot take it in. What drew him to lay down his life, to bear the weight and pay the price, a lamb to slaughter, sacrifice, to ransom me from sin.
Oh, because of love, love divine, infinite compassion, to save a soul like mine, amazing grace, the heart of God divine, that the pain, the blood, were all because of love.
My guilt,
my shame, my grief and loss, he carried there upon the cross. The sinless one, his life the cost, to set this prisoner free. No mortal words can dare describe the mercy that led him to die. My judgment on him crucified, oh glorious mystery.
Stop and listen. Can you imagine the cry from the cross? The sky is dark. The other two victims are moaning. The jeering mouths are silent. Perhaps there's thunder. Perhaps there's weeping. Perhaps there's silence. Then Jesus draws in a deep breath, pushes his feet down on that Roman nail and cries, "It is finished!" What is finished? The history-long plan of redeeming man was finished. The message of God to man was finished. The works done by Jesus as a man on earth were finished. The song had been sung. The blood had been poured. The sacrifice had been made. The sting of death had been removed. It was over. A cry of defeat? Hardly. Had his hands not been fastened down, I dare say that a triumphant fist would have punched the dark sky. No, this was no cry of despair. It's a cry of completion, a cry of victory, a cry of fulfillment. Yes, even a cry of relief.
In the heat of the early morning, on a hill they called Skull, the roaring of the angry mob had settled to the lull. All eyes were cast upon the man whose hands and feet were bound. They saw him cry in anguish when they heard the hammer pound. They saw the bloody woven thorns with which his head was crowned. They watched the bloody cross of wood he dropped into the ground. The soldiers gambled for his clothes, they watched him win and lose. They saw a sign above his head that said, King of the Jews.
He is finished, and the sky blew black as the night. He is finished, and the people gathered in one. Redemption has been won. The war was over without a fight. He is finished.
They searched his face for anger, for vengeance in his stare. Instead of lies that burned with hate, a look of love was there. He prayed for their forgiveness, then bowed his battered head. And no one knew the meaning of the final words he said.
He has vanished, and the sky grew bright as the night. He has vanished, and the people scattered in pride. The work has been done, redemption has been won, the war was over without a fight. It has finished.
The provision has been made, the foundation has been laid. He paid the ransom due and tore the temple veil in two and opened up the way for me and you. It is finished.
It is finished. And the sky blew up and the night. And the people scattered in pride. The work has been done, redemption has been won.
miserably the day the Savior was slain. They fell so miserably. What words could have been uttered? What phrases could have possibly expressed the feelings of those involved? That task, my friend, was left to tears. Tears represent the heart, the spirit, and the soul of a person. To put a lock and key on your emotions is to bury part of your Christ-likeness, especially when you come to Calvary. You can't go to the cross with just your head and not your heart. It doesn't work that way. Calvary is not a mental trip. It's not an intellectual exercise. It's a heart-splitting hour of emotion. Don't walk away from it dry-eyed and unstirred. Don't just straighten your tie and clear your throat. Don't allow yourself to descend Calvary cool and collected.
Through the fierce and strong and soul, my mind.
take me home. Yes, take him home. Take this prince to his king. Take this son to his father. Take this pilgrim to his home. He deserves a rest. Farewell, manger's infant. Bless you, holy ambassador. Go home, death slayer. Rest well, sweet soldier. The battle is over.
Carry him gently, my baby. Carry him gently, my child. Carry him far from suffering. Let him rest, let him rest for sleep.
Yeah. full of memories and a thin thread of hope, each knowing that it was all over, but in his heart hoping that the impossible will happen once again. If I just had one more chance. There they sit. What little conversation there is focuses on the rumors of an empty tomb. Someone sighs. Someone locks the door. Someone shuffles his feet. And just when the gloom gets good and thick, just when their wishful thinking is falling victim to logic, just when someone says, "How I'd give my immortal soul just to see one more time," a familiar face walks through the wall. My, what an ending. Or better said, what a beginning. Something happens to a man when he witnesses someone who has risen from the dead. Something stirs within the soul of a man who has stood within inches of God. Something stirs that is hotter than gold fever, and more permanent than passion. It all started with 10 stammering, stuttering men. Though the door was locked, he still stood in their midst. "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And send them he did. Maybe we could all use a return visit. Maybe we all need to witness his majesty and sigh at his victory. Then proclaim to the world that Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he is worthy of our praise and adoration.
May the God of peace, who through the blood of the
eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. May He equip you with everything good for doing His will, and may He work in us what is pleasing to Him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Be dismissed and enjoy the company of your neighbors.
Thank you. Thank you.